Save Local. Welcome back to Mind Your Business. Again, from 12 to 1 every Wednesday. I'll run a little bit behind, but I definitely want to introduce our next guest, Jeff Allen. Jeff Allen owns Dryer Vent Wizard. Jeff, we appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about you first. Where are you from?
Yeah, well, originally I grew up outside of Chicago. I'm a Chicago suburbanite, and I've got a couple of brothers, my parents. You know, we all stayed there for most of my life, and then when I decided to go off to college, I wanted to kind of get away from home, get away from Illinois, not because it's bad, but just to try something different, and I ended up going to East Tennessee State University, and I was in ROTC program there, Army ROTC, and you know, in those 4 years or so that I was at ETSU, I really grew to love Tennessee and the history here and just the climate, and just so many things about Tennessee I really enjoyed. So in back of my mind at that point, I knew I wanted to you know, come back here one day. And so after I graduated from college, I went off to join the Army. I was an officer in the Army, flew helicopters for a little while, and then I transferred over to public affairs work. And then just last year, I retired from the Army at Fort Leavenworth, and you know, I was deciding where I was going to go and do and settle. I decided to come back here to Clarksville, and my parents live here now. I've got a brother, Dr. Dave Allen. He's a chiropractor here in town at Riverside Spine and Wellness on Riverside Drive. So, yeah, so I've got some connections here, and this has now become our hometown.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about what, you know, Dryer Vent Wizard is. You know, we talked about over 15,000 fires, and at break you were even telling us of a fire here locally just, I guess.
Yeah, right, just this morning on the news I heard that there was a fire in Antioch that they attribute to a dryer problem. So, you know, in Dryer Vent Wizard, we clean, repair, replace, install dryer vents in people's homes or businesses, anywhere that there's a dryer, and with the idea being to make them not only safe, to avoid fires such as the one I was just referring to, but also to improve the efficiency of the dryer, to save people money. You know, a clogged dryer can cost someone between $18 and $24 per month in electricity bills. So this is one of the things that I try to do in this business, and it's why I was attracted to it. I mean, as a soldier, as an officer, I was dedicated to serving the public. You know, soldiers serve the public, and I was proud to do it then. And then when I decided what I was going to do after the Army, I was still drawn to that sense of service. I knew I wanted to be in business. I really didn't have that great idea, that singular idea. So franchising made a lot of sense, and I found this franchise that has as part of their ethos this sense of service, and we serve the public from a danger and to serve them by making things run more cost effective for them. So I really, you know, it really spoke to me.
How often should you clean out your dryer vent?
Well, a lot of manufacturers in the booklet you get with your new dryer, they'll say you should have it cleaned professionally annually. Some variation on there, but you know, between every year. But you know, depending on how often you use it, how many kids you have, you know, what kind of clothes you're drying, maybe something in the realm of 2 to 3 years might make sense for you. It really depends on how much you use the dryer. I tell folks usually, you know, look at it every year, but every 2 to 3 years is probably a good benchmark to have it professionally cleaned.
How would you know that you needed, what would be a key sign that you would need your dryer vent replaced?
Probably the biggest thing that I found is that when customers complain of towels or jeans taking more than a normal load time to dry, I've had folks say they've had their clothes drying for 3 hours or more and still not getting dry. Well, that's a pretty good indicator you got something going on and probably need to have someone come out and take a look at it.
What's your process of doing it? If I call you, you come out. What's the process of that?
Good question. We come out, and I've got a checklist that I go through. It's basically a thorough check of all the entire dryer vent system from the point it exits the machine to the transition, that hose that connects to your dryer vent, whether in the floor, up through the ceiling, or the wall. And then if I can get eyes on the actual condition of that vent pipe, whatever it's made of, I try and get a look at that, check the condition, and then the outlet. From A to B, I look at the whole entire system and check the condition and serviceability, and then I give the customer a recommendation. Maybe it needs a repair. Maybe it needs just some slight tweaks. You know, what I find quite often, though, is that there's there's vent pipes that are not pipes at all, but the vinyl flexible material or other flammable material that is not a code compliant material. And you know, if I see something like that, I'll let the customer know and I'll give them some solutions on how to resolve it. But if it's a cleaning, I'll tell them, you know, we can do cleaning, and you know, we'll just go from there.
So let's say that you've bought a new house and you're getting ready to, you know, install your washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that it would be beneficial to have someone like you come out from get-go to help them determine the size of the hose that needs to be back there and that it's connected properly?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you have the right type of, you know, code-compliant, fire-retardant, or fire-containing type of material. So that's, it's a very important thing, and I'd be glad to look at that for someone. But if someone buys a new house or, you know, a new-to-them house, I always say to folks, you know, why would you want to, and I know you're buying the house, but are you really intending to buy the other person's lint as well? I mean, why not start with the whole brand new, fresh start on your vent system also? I can go in there and clean that lint out of there, and you don't have to worry about that icky stuff.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and a lot of it, it's not just the little connecting that goes from your dryer to maybe the floor. It's all the way throughout to the building.
I spent a lot of time in crawl spaces. I spent a lot of time in attics making sure that those vent lines are in tip-top shape and are safe for the consumer.
Now, is this true? Because I've heard this a lot from different people. The dryer dust is actually extremely flammable, and if it's in an enclosed area, for instance, if you're running your maybe vent to your crawl space, thinking, "Oh, I'll send dry air down there," that's actually a combustible area. Now, is that correct?
Well, you know, lint is very combustible, and any kind of aerosolized dust. You know, whether no matter what it is, it can be flammable and explosive. But I don't really know of too many cases where the dust has caused some kind of you know, fire kind of situation. But I do know that when lint builds up and the walls of the vent line become clogged, and the vent line becomes clogged, that lint has nowhere else to go but back into the dryer. Well, what's in the dryer? The heating element, the gas flame, the open flame, and that lint can then become ignited inside, and that's where you have, you know, these home fires and things. So you got to keep that vent line open, free flow of air, and you know, when I go in and check someone's house, I do a before check and an after check. I check the airspeed beforehand to see how clogged it might be, and then at the end, I make sure that we have an improvement somehow of increased airspeed, so I know that I got it all out, because it's very important to keep that airflow up.
Now, there's really no difference as far as I guess that from a gas or an electric unit, you still have the same. Do you still have the same possibility of it clogging more versus the other?
I don't think there's any difference in the amount of clogging per gas or electric. They both use the same type of vent line, a 4-inch. You know, the code recommends a galvanized steel or aluminum smooth metallic type venting. They both have the same kind of attributes as far as potential to clog.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about your process of buying a franchise.
Oh, okay.
And the process that you had to do, and yeah, a little bit about a business plan. So listen to mine.
Clarksville's only radio station for local news, talk, sports, WJZM Radio.
Welcome back to the final segment of Mind Your Business. Mind you, every Wednesday from 12 to 1. We kind of talk about business tips and local businesses right here on WJZM 1400 AM. I'm your host, Joel Butcher. I'm sitting here with Janice, John Clear. Sorry, John. It's been a long morning already. But we're sitting here with Jeff Allen, and owner of Dryer Vent Wizard, and kind of talking about how you literally could be just a clothes dry away from your house catching on fire. But what I want to talk to you a little bit about this segment, Jeff, is talk about the process of owning a franchise and getting into the franchise. What was that process for you?
Well, as I kind of mentioned before, you know, I was a soldier for all my adult life, so I really didn't have any business experience. Although I knew that when I retired from the Army, I wanted to do something other than just work for the government. And I knew that even though I had some skills that would translate well into the civilian sector, I'm not sure I wanted to work for someone else. I wanted to start my own thing. I just didn't have that idea. So, you know, obviously, franchises have those ideas out there. Problem is, there's like 10,000, 11,000 different franchises. So, you know, how do you select from all the
what's
potential?
Legit? Yeah. What's
there's so many out there. And when you think franchise, you think of the McDonald's, the Dunkin' Donuts. You know, and those are hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars to start those. So I knew that wasn't for me. But I was fortunate enough to get involved with a franchise broker company. FranChoice was the name of this particular one. And after talking with these guys and explaining what I wanted to do, how much money I had to invest, where I wanted to live, all those different factors that applied to Jeff Allen, they helped me sift through all those 11,000 different franchises, and they presented me with a few that I could then do the analysis on and investigate. Drive-In Wizard was one of those four that they gave me at the time, and it, you know, after doing my investigation, it rose to the top as being the one that best suited for me.
So once you contacted, I guess, the corporate office of Dryer Event Wizard, and you went through that process, talk a little bit about that. Yeah. Was it overwhelming? Did they work with you on a business plan?
Well, franchises are, they have a vested interest in introducing new potential business owners into their line. And so, they were very welcoming. All the businesses I talked to are very welcoming and very open with their processes and how they operate. And, you know, there are certain, regulations as well that say they have to be so open about, provide such information. But probably the biggest thing that helped me out was just talking to the other franchisees. The franchise gave me the phone numbers for the other franchisees, and I was able to call other franchisees and like some similar, there's 70, 65 or 70 different franchisees in Dryer Event Wizard. So I was able to call some folks that were in similar markets to Nashville and in Clarksville area. So I was able to talk to them about specific questions that I might have about how to operate in this type of environment. And they were very open and very forthcoming with information, very helpful. And they still are. It's a great, I think franchises and they're all kind of have this sense of in it together. At least Dryer Event Wizard does, and I really appreciate that about them.
Did they have a set business plan structure that, like a plan laid out that you could just pick up and you knew how to operate it?
Not per se, although it's a very, they have a very, kind of like a checklist system. I mean, that's the thing that was attractive to me about franchises. They have all those details figured out. I mean, they may not say, in Tennessee you need to do X, because, to track 50 different states is very hard for, a small company to do. But they said, when you get to your state, look for, apply for these licenses and talk to the accountant and get a lawyer and all the things we were talking about earlier. They tell you to make sure you build your team, your support team, and then all the steps you need to go through to get your business up and running. And then the marketing plan. Here's how you do a marketing plan. And then when you start operations, this is how you start operations. And this is how you, and then they kind of fill in all those gaps that me as a soldier not knowing how to do that stuff, they, fill in all the holes for me.
That's great.
Talk a little bit about, because there's variations probably to the extent or how much time you have to. What is a cost range for a job? What would somebody expect to maybe in a ballpark range?
Well, to have me come out and give a full diagnostic, to get my truck and go out to someone's home, to do the full 10-point checklist and to give a cost estimate, it's $39 to have me come out. And then, it depends on how long the vent line is. It's on the second floor. Is it in the attic? Is it in the crawl space? Are we doing a repair? Is it a simple cleaning? I mean, to give a ballpark estimate is really difficult, but it's going to be for a very basic cleaning around $100.
And still, I mean, it's $39. You're saying $39 to come out and just do the checklist to say, are my services needed further?
Right.
But even at $39, small price to pay versus having your home or losing a life.
Yeah. And I think if you look at other service industries, your plumbers, electricians, I think that's a very competitive service charge to have you come out and give a professional opinion and full inspection of your dryer vent system.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Tell somebody how they can get a hold of you, some social media, your phone number.
Yeah, sure. I am on Facebook, Dryer Vent Wizard of Middle Tennessee. You can check me out there. I've got a website, mid10dryervent.com, and I can be contacted by phone, 615-984-3000.
Okay, it's Jeff Allen. Again, it's Dryer Vent Wizard. You can look him up online. And again, his number is 615-984-3000. And yes, 615 number, but you are here local.
I am. I live right here in Clarksville, but I do cover the whole upper middle Tennessee area. So I go all the way down as far as Franklin and so forth. So I travel quite a bit.
And some good news, you also have a $10 off coupon.
That's right.
The Coupon Mint. So if you've got a Coupon Mint, go online, pick one up at Kroger's if you haven't got one in the mail or somewhere locally. And if you think that you need Jeff's services, have him come out and, you know, right away save $10 on that. But again, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for, you know, starting a business, coming on, kind of talking about it. Wish you a lot of success. I will be having you come out and look at my event as well. We've been in the home for about 10 years, and I think it's probably time, you know, to at least have you come out and take a look at it.
Hey, I'd be glad to.
I will as well. You've convinced me.
But right now, the last part.